So much of what I've said tonight is based upon my moral convictions. Convictions about fairness. Convictions about justice. I think the way gay and lesbian people are treated in our society is wrong. Not just irrational, but morally wrong. I think there's something perverted about the fact that we hate people because of whom they love. We do violence against people because of the affection that exists in their lives. And the effects of that treatment are a far greater moral tragedy than sex between consenting adults could ever be. And I'm not just talking about the obvious cases, a gay bashing, murder of Matthew Shepard. You don't need me to tell you that that's wrong. I'm talking about all the people living in silence and in fear, all of the wasted talent and energy that goes to building up walls. Why? Because somebody loves in a different way than other people do. That's terrible, and I want it to stop, but that takes moral conviction. You see, morality has a point. It's about enabling us to flourish as human beings in a society where other people are trying to do the same thing. And that's everybody's concern. Conservative or liberal, red state or blue state, all of us have a responsibility to stand up for morality. So let me make myself very clear. I am not asking you to stop making moral judgments or to keep your judgments to yourself. I'm all about the moral judgments. I'm asking you to make sure you have reasons for the moral judgments that you make. I'm asking you to put yourself in people's shoes before you judge them. And I'm asking you to judge people, not on whom they love, but on whether they love. That's my moral vision. That's my agenda. And I thank you for listening so patiently to it tonight. You've been a great audience. Thank you very much.